Listener Production.
Morning, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Works will ramp up on the Falls Creek landslide as a team of local engineers and ground crew begin the long clean-up. While previously managed by the Transport Department, the site is now in the hands of Major Road Projects Victoria. And Program Director Dipal Soratia says the situation is prone to changing quickly, but we should notice some more worker activity soon.
The whole team will be based in this local area, which have been impacted as well. So we're getting local knowledge, but also it's very easy for us to access the site. We have a whole team of geotech engineers. We've got a whole team of engineers who will be designing the permanent solution.
Mulwala man Solomon Kapang's been handed a 12-month community corrections order and a fine. It comes after he pleaded guilty to two assault charges and take-and-drive conveyance. He reportedly grabbed his partner's throat last week following a verbal altercation, and the day later snatched keys from her hands at her mother's home before driving off. An investigation has found a passenger train going from Albury to Sydney that broke speed limits was due to a training failure. The June 2021 incident found the train travelled 60 k's over the limit through a worksite north of Wagga, but ultimately it was down to miscommunication and fortunately no one was injured. And Wodonga is going green with a second battery to store solar power for community use being installed this morning at the Cube. The batteries are part of a Monash University initiative. Project lead Priya Galkatia says it'll give them a better understanding of how to aggregate renewable energy in a microgrid for businesses and homes.
What we're looking to do is understand what the communities in each of these locations need and would want as a priority from an energy system, and how they can meet the different areas that we talked about, so net zero, resilience and cost.
To sport now, and a tricky weekend for Talangata in the Albury-Wodonga Provincial over the weekend. The side lost both its games across round 17 and 18 to Wodonga and North Albury respectively.